Norio, do you believe in the extraterrestrial presence theory at all on this planet, or even extraterrestrial life somewhere out there in the universe?
Well, this is a very deep question, and I have been doing this research for 45 years, mm-hmm. and my conclusion is that we do not, unfortunately, have solid, tangible, physical, irrefutable evidence about the actual physical extraterrestrial craft being piloted or maneuvered by physical extraterrestrial entities from outer space. That's the bottom line. See, the bottom line is when we're talking about physical proof, we just don't have it. But there are so many circumstantial evidences that there is some intelligence coexisting with us and are, pulling the direction of mankind into a certain direction for some unknown purpose in the near future. And so to answer your questions, yes, I do definitely believe that there are entities, but they may not necessarily be physical. This is what we all get hung up with, the physical, because we only can rely on physical reality. And when we talk about the so-called unidentified flying objects, a hero of mine, Dr. Jacques Vallée, said that, the things we call unidentified flying objects are neither objects nor flying. They can materialize, and mm-hmm. this is a very important word. And then also they violate the laws of motion as we know them. So do believe that these objects are not flying. They are materializing. And it is very difficult to understand this, basically, yes, I do believe that we are being slowly led towards some kind of a paradigm shift by these entities that we cannot see with our physical eyes. And I'm saying this because my mother, who was a skeptic as far as UFOs were concerned, did have a typical flying saucer sighting back in 1975, and I completely believe her testimony. She saw a typical flying saucer with domes and almost like window-like thing around, and it was just instantaneous, but she saw it. And I believe her 100%, and this is why I say that there are people who seem to be able to see these things while some others are not.
Many people believe they're dimensional.
I definitely believe so, and this is the part of, advanced technology, future technology probably. So, we cannot get hung up on physical reality only.
If this Project Bluebeam comes to pass, when do you think they will begin to implement it? And I mean by trying to trick us all.
Well, the only time that will be most effective will be in time of crises such as global war, global catastrophe of some kind, in which the bulk of the people will clamor for some kind of help, and that would be an ideal time. Even Kissinger said once that the best way to create global governance is to create a threat from outside, even if
so
it's
true.
False.
So true. He was just in a hospital in South Korea. I guess he had some severe abdominal problems. I guess he's still holding on. But you're absolutely right. He's also the same person who advocates worldwide population control, Norio. So
that's true. This is, so we're talking about two things going on at the same time. the government or the covert government, I believe there is such a thing, by the way, their intention is to create an artificial threat, but at the same time, they are just as confused because in this world, there are indeed entities that we cannot see that is working on this level as well. And this is the reason why the government cannot explain this entire UFO phenomenon. No matter what the British government, whether or not the governments release UFO files, that has no effect.
Fascinating.
No effect until the explanation comes, and they don't know how to explain it because this goes beyond the physical phenomena.
Let's talk about Dulce, New Mexico. Let's talk about the underground possibilities. What might be there? We touched on it a little bit last hour. What's going on there?
Well, it's still going on. People are still, locals in Dulce are still reporting sightings of strange lights in the night sky, plus sightings of military helicopters as well, and even sightings, alleged sightings of what appears to be a description by the local people of the so-called Bigfoot, especially near the Navajo River. It's still going on.
Now, are they talking about a specific area at Dulce? Do they see an opening somewhere? I mean, where, if let's say there's flying craft there, or even helicopters, or troops, or biologists, where are they going?
Well, the allegation is that there is a huge multi-leveled underground biolab a mile deep under the Archuleta Mesa, but that is just the so-called rumor. Actually, there is no physical evidence for any physical underground facility in Dulce, but there are circumstantial evidences that point to the most likely possibility that there is something there. And this is the reason why these things continue. Just last December, I got a report of the strange low-frequency hums that are being heard about 6 miles northwest of Dulce along the Navajo River. And the low-frequency hums are being reported there even today. And so there's something going on in Dulce, New Mexico, and this is the reason why I held the first ever underground base conference right in the middle of the town of Dulce. This was last year, and this has caused a lot of, impact, and the local people, the Hickory Apache Nation, have always been very leery of coming out and giving out testimonies because it's part of their deep spiritual belief that these activities, these apparently paranormal type activities, are part of the religious tradition there.
What's your gut tell you about Dulce? Is there something under there?
There's something under Dulce? I think there is a reality on another level that we may not be able to see with our physical eyes, but there is a reality that paranormal phenomena and even a base could exist on a level of reality that's not necessarily physical. In other words, my belief, George, is that in this world there exists a lot of things that we cannot see.